there.
Access 110.
Okay.
The issue at hand tonight is both a practical one and a theoretical one. In its practical application, I have to understand why, at least from an introductory point of view, one can truly daven Ma'ariv about 13 minutes after Shkia and still be within the confines of halacha lechatchila, of when the proper time of Laila is. It is based on the understanding of the Vilna Gaon of what the Zman of Bein Hashmashos is, from Shkia till Seisach HaChomim. There are two sources in the Vilna Gaon where seemingly the Vilna Gaon contradicts himself. Those who have inherited the Torah of the Vilna Gaon disagree as to which the source is, whether his meal is 18 minutes or his meal is 24 minutes. And ultimately, if you look at the Vilna Gaon, the only way to determine where the Vilna Gaon may stand is to look back at a contradiction in the Rambam that appears in two places in Perush HaMishnayos, in Maseches Brachos and in Maseches Tzachim. So that's where we're going. From a practical point of view, you know, I dedicate the practical Shaila to Alan Schleider, the Meir of Gabbai. Why can you say, why can you daven Meir 13 and a half minutes after Shkia? The theoretics of it is to understand our whole sugya, because it again depends on those two basic Gemaras that we learn, the Gemara in Shabbos and Gemara in Sukkim, and how we interact. Which do we consider the Iker? Which do we consider the Gemara that is of lesser authority? Can they go side by side, like Shitas Rabbeinu Tam? Well, we can explain them side by side, and what does the Rambam do with it, and ultimately, what does the Vilna Gaon do with it? After that, because we finished Rabbeinu Tam's Shita, and we finished the Gemara, and we saw the Sefer Yerayim, that was a third Shita, and we put them all into perspective. After that, now we, you know, we finished the fundamentals, and now we go through the entire Shulchan Aruch to see what conclusion we can derive from the essence of time. Now, in Brachos, in the Gemara of Brachos, you know the Mishnah, where the Mishnah asks, Mei Masai Korin Shema Barvin, when is the time, when is the proper time to read Shema in the evening? And the Mishnah tells us, on the first Mishnah, the first page of Brachos, the Mishnah tells us exactly what the time is, and not only that, the time was not only the beginning time, but also the ending time. Ad, until. And if you remember, the Ad had three opinions. The first opinion, Ad Sof HaShmorah Rishona, is the first section of the night, the first third of the night. That was Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. The second opinion is Chachomim, which was Ad Chatzos. And the third opinion was Rabbi Gamliel, who said, Ad Sheyale Amud HaShachar. In the Gemara, which we didn't learn, the Gemara indicated, what if you were under duress, Shasat Chak, and you see Tzavos HaShachar, you haven't davened yet, and you haven't gone to sleep yet. What do you do as far as Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? And B'di'evad, you can say it even after Alos HaShachar to be credited to the Laila. To that. Now, based on this, let's take a look at the Perush HaMishnayos of the Rambam and count up from the end of the Perush 2, 4, 6 lines. In the middle of the line, Va'ashmores Shem Shlishis Halayla Etzlam. Shmores is a third name, is a name for a third of the night All right, v'she'omra shmora rishona hu ashlisha rishona min halayla. When we say ashmora rishona, we mean the first third of the night. Defining the terms further in the Mishnah, Rambam says, Amud HaShachar. Amud HaShachar, Ha'or HaNotzeis Bipa'as Mizrach, it is the light that starts to flicker on the eastern horizon, Kodem Alos HaShemesh, before the rising of the sun. Alos HaShemesh means Netzachama, identical to Netzachama. And here are the critical words in the Rambam. Bichdei, equivalent to Sha'av HaChomesh Sha'av Min HaShaot HaZmaniyot. An hour and an additional fifth of an hour of proportional Min Shaot HaZmaniyot, of proportional hours. First, let's determine what Sha'av V'chamesh, you know, and a fifth, V'chomesh. Sha'o is 60 minutes. And V'chomesh is another fifth, which is 12 minutes, is the famous 72 minutes. There is real question, however, whether the text should say Sha'o Zmanios, whether it's a relative, a proportional 72 minutes. And in there are Gisos of the Rambam where Sha'o Zmanios is not written. Okay? And instead, it says entirely different shows, hashovos. Now, the text, the authoritative text of the Rambam, is the translation of the Mishnayos that was recently done by Rabbi Yosef Kapach, who is the Rambam expert today. He is a Taimani, and Yemen claims an inside track on all knowledge of the Rambam, and he shows from manuscripts that it is incorrect. Although the Vilna Shahs did well to correct the text, there was one difference. They were working from Hebrew texts, which are translations, and the Rambam wrote his Perush HaMishnayos in Arabic, and he retranslated it from Arabic sources. So we're talking about 72 minutes. Alos HaShachar, until Nates is 72 minutes.
Question.
Yeah.
Is it in one place or it's not proportional?
Oh, we'll get to that. Because I haven't bothered you yet with all of the shitas that say that they're, especially in Kriyat Shema, and there is a third shita that says that it is not proportional minutes, but when you say Ad Shlish Hayom until 4 hours, we mean 4 hours in the day, no matter when the day is. We're going to take a day and look at one point in the day, and that's Chatzos. And we're going to go back 2 hours. So it's a fixed 10 o'clock no matter what. Yeah? I've not bothered you with that yet. That I have to worry about when we'll get into the Pnei Yoshua, when we'll see where Moshe Feinstein's tshuva on it, and so on and so forth. I really left you alone. I want to get the Sha'o Zmanios fixed, because that is probably the major part of the Poskim insist that it's all Sha'o Zmanios. Nonetheless, the text of the Rambam says we are talking about 72 astronomical minutes. Simple as that, and that means 72 minutes on any clock on any day. All right?
What time are these in your clocks? At a time when they didn't have clocks.
Okay. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Okay. We are not talking about science fiction. Because the Rambam could not determine Sha'a v'chomesh Sha'a unless there was a measure that stood the scientific rigor of his day.
This is what we talked about last time. Is to talk about everything happening, you know, there's measurements being made Erev Pesach. You brought out the book at all the times. If you look on March 15th, which is fairly close to Erev Pesach, the difference in Rosh Hashanah everywhere is like a minute. It goes from 58 minutes, 61 minutes. Everywhere in the book. Okay? That's the day you go out, you measure your meal as how far you walk on that day. And everywhere in the world, since the hour is effectively the same everywhere in the world, everybody measures the same meal and say, you know, because everybody's going to be walking for the same amount of time, and there's your fixed meal all around. Okay, and that's how you can tell what this, you know, what everything has to be.
Got it. However, there were, I'm not terribly shaken up by your challenge, because if I were to look at all of these issues of measurement, of how we arrive at the same problem. We have the same problem, let's say, with a revius. Mm-hmm. The Gemara itself in Maseches Pesachim gives you two ways to arrive at a revius. Mm-hmm. Both are correct, and when you do them, when you duplicate them, one is so many ounces, and the other one is so many ounces plus. Okay? However, what you're saying is, and maybe we have to, because of this problem, maybe we have to truly abandon the Gemara, the entire approach of how long it takes a person to walk, on an average person, on an average day, how long it takes a person to walk, and convert that into time. There's another way. And that was the opinion of Shmuel, which we learned from the Gemara, and that is, forget it. I want to know about stars. Don't tell me human beings. There are too many variables. There are too many factors. A person walking on an incline, or a decline, or level, at sea level, or depending on whether he's walking on a beach or a paved road,
sure,
is going to have that amount of variation so as to throw off our calculations. Let's look there. And probably it is easier. And interestingly enough, Shmuel was known as the astronomer. He was a physician also. Maybe his opinion was based on the fact that there were too many variables, mm-hmm, and there was absolutely no control, and you couldn't come up with a statistical norm, and therefore let's go to the Kochavim, Gimel Kochavim. Ultimately, that's where we arrive at. That we take a look for stars. And who knows, maybe this is at the root of what your challenge is. I don't know that they would have formulated it that way, but surely there is something to say for it. Let's take a look then at the second text of the Rambam, in Perush HaMishnayos, which is in Pesachim. Here the Mishnah may not be entirely familiar to you. It's in Perush Shlishi, the second Mishnah. It's the second column up on top. And the problem that we arrive at is the problem of, once the flour and the water mix and start to become batzeit, they start to become dough, what is the point beyond which it cannot be used because there's been stagnation over there and it's become chometz, and therefore you have to dispose of it. All right? You have it at 274,
yeah.
Pesachim? I'll read the Mishnah to you, very, very simple. Batzeik shebisitkei areva. You have a, it's memhei. You have a wooden bowl in which you are mixing the flour and the water. And because it is wood and it is put together piece by piece, there is the possibility, or there is the probability, that batzeik, that dough, is going to crawl into sitkei areva, into the cracks of this areva. Says the Mishnah, im yesh kazayis b'makom echad, if there is a crack in the wood, in other words, an indentation in the wood, let's say a knot fell out of the wood, that could hold and contain enough of kazayis b'makom echad, is chayav levayer. And you have to go ahead and take that piece and burn it because it is truly chametz. The imlo, if you have less than the kazayis, is botel b'miyuto. Because it is such an insignificant amount, it will make a bittul. And we can make a bittul because it is not Pesach. It is before Pesach when there is no iser of chametz. It is just this dough versus the other dough. So this dough is the miyut, and all the rest in the areva is the rove. Okay? Now the question is, how long, and the Gemara deals with this, not the Mishnah, how long does it have to stay and stagnate in the crack to be able to be considered chayav levoyer, that it's chametzik and you have to get rid of it? This is what the Gemara does. And with that, you can go back to the piece of Rambam. Three lines from the bottom of the last word, v'chasher lo noda. Okay? Because we don't know certain dough, in nishametz lo, if itaka became chometz or not. Why? Because the Gemara speaks there about dough that may not have been worked constantly. Is nisha'er also bezulato? Let us consider it on its own merits. O bazman hayadua, or according to the time that we know, ki bizman hazeh tachmitzo iso, because given a certain amount of time, when it is allowed to be stagnant, to lay stagnant and not work at it, then we know for sure that it is chometz. V'shiuro, what is the shiur of time that dough can stay put and be considered, and then has to be considered chometzik? Kidei sheyahalech adam beraglav halicha beinonit mil echad. All right. Normal average walking for the distance of a mil. How long is a mil? V'hushiur min hazman shehu shnei chomshei sha'ah misha'os ha'ashvaya. It is 2/5 of an hour that is hashvaya, shaveh, okay? Which is astronomical hours, where every hour is shaveh. 2/5 of an hour is how many minutes in the meal? 24 minutes for the meal. Now, with the basis of the Gemara that we have, where we learned in Tzachim, we have to take a look back at the first Rambam. If Amud HaShachar, or Alos HaShachar, is 72 minutes until Netzach Hamah, then we have to ask ourselves, back in the Gemara that we learned in Tzachim, the Gemara which pitted Ula against Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, how many mil does a person walk between Alos HaShachar and Netzach Hamah? You will remember that there were two considerations. Four, according to Ula, five, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Four mil and five mil. Well, it seems as if the Rambam prefers Ula's four mil for an average walk. I know that because in Hilchos Korban Pesach of the Rambam, Perek Hey, we already learned it, where he formulates the distance of four mil according to Ula outside of Yerushalayim. You know, you remember that. We'll have to look at that privately if that misses you. So here on the one hand, the Rambam passes like Ula, even though the Gemara slaps a Tiyufta against the Ula from Rabbi Yehuda. And in Brachos, we just learned that the Rambam says that the distance between Alos HaShachar and Netzach Hamah in the amount of time is an hour and an additional fifth, is 72 minutes. Take the Rambam from Ula and this Brachos and put it together, and you don't have to be a terribly astute mathematician to realize that in Brachos, the Rambam seemingly paskins that Alos HaShachar is four meal of 72 minutes, meaning that one meal is 18 minutes. Okay? 18 times 4 is 72. 4 times 5 is $72. Okay? So in Brachos, the Rambam intimates that the distance in time to walk a meal that is needed is 18 minutes. And you have four 18 minute units, or four meal from Alos HaShachar to Netzach Hamah. And here, the Perush HaMishnayos, in Tzachim, he goes ahead and indicates that chometz, that dough that stagnates becomes chometz, if you go ahead and allow it to stagnate for the time equivalent of 2/5 of an hour, or which is the same way of saying the way a person, the amount of distance that a person will walk in a meal, which is 2/5 of an hour, and that comes to 24 minutes. So the shaila is, what does the Rambam hold? Does he hold 18 minutes or does he hold 24 minutes the meal? Because if he holds 18 minutes or 24 minutes, then we already know what the story is. We'll know how many minutes 3/4 of a meal is after Shkia, and 3/4 of a meal after Shkia is exactly the Gemara that we learned, Rabbah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what Tesha Kochovim is. So we know the meal, but it is now, it's Shnuya B'machlokas, we have two Rambam sources that seemingly contradict one another. And it becomes difficult to understand whether the Rambam changed his mind, or which he considered Ikar. We don't know exactly what the story is. Well, that we'll see. That's why we have the Shulchan Aruch open. Then we'll see. Okay? Now, I've said it before, it's time to repeat it in honor of you joining us the first time. Whereas we think halacha are absolute categories, and that is true, when it comes to time, given all of the extraneous factors of chumyas, we have developed a system, a precise system of on again, off again, of ACDC, of three-way current. And the reason I say three-way current is because we have three basic shitas over there, and it depends who, what, when, where. D'oraisa, d'rabbanan. Okay? That's number one. Chumra and kula is number two, and Minhag HaMedina is number three. But you should have detected that in the very first Mishnah of the entire Torah Sheba'al Peh. What is the Mishnah? What is the theme of the Mishnah? Do you tell me Kriyashma?
Time.
Chance, that's it. Time. And where do we come in time? Rabbi Eliezer held one way. Rabbi Chachomim held another way. Rabbi Gamliel held a third way. Then, if you learn the brises, the various corroborating brises that follow that first Mishnah, how do we arrive at measuring that time, Mishor Sharkani Mochlim, and so on, and half a dozen ways. This is the essence of time. It is probably one of the most atypical studies in halacha. If you want to make a study per se, a monograph in halacha, it is one of those where all the doros in Torah Sheba'al Peh have been forced to take different stands in one of three routes, or one of three basic channels, on the various halachas. And when we go through Shulchan Aruch, we just have to identify where we're going. What is the issue? Are we following the shita of the Magen Avraham, which says the length of the day is from Alos HaShachar till Neitz HaChana? Are we following the shita of the Vilna Gaon, the proverbial Vilna Gaon, which is from Neitz HaChana, shorter day, Neitz HaChana, until Shkia HaChana? Are we following the Teis HaKochovim of Rabbi Yehuda according to this one, in the Gemara Shabbos, or in the Gemara Sochin, etc., etc., etc.? It's just a matter of categorizing from here on in. Based on this, let's take a look, just quickly, at, to reinforce it, in the Shulchan Aruch. First in Hilchos Shabbos, which is Reish Samach Aleph. Again, for you, Lauren, this is just a matter of a quick re-reference. Mm-hmm. Reish Samach Aleph, right at the beginning. The Shimon talks about Zman Hadlokas Aneros, when the time is for Hadlokas Aneros. And it begins by saying, Sofek Hashecha. There is a period during the day which is a Sofek of whether it is Laila. And the synonym for that is Hubein HaShmoshes. You learned that in the Gemara, that it's Sofik min ayom, Sofik min alayla. That's the case. I have to understand how much it is in time, and comes the Ramon and tells us, the Hainu specifically, today a measurement that is equivalent to Shi'ur Hiluch Gimul Riv'ei Mil. It is a Shi'ur of 3/4 of a meal, Achar Shkia Sachama. The Shi'ur meal, and if you ask me what the meal is, it is Shlish Sha'a, it is a third of an hour, which means 20 minutes, Pachot Chelek Lamed minus 1/30 of an hour, which is 2 minutes, and therefore the equivalent is what? Is 18 minutes. Okay? The meal is 18 minutes, therefore the Bein HaShmoshos is 3/4 of 18 minutes, which is again approximately what? 13 and a half minutes. 13 and a half minutes, which is considered Sofek Hashecha. After the 13 minutes is what? Is Vaday Hashecha, is Vaday Laila. Which, for our trustworthy Gabbai, now should become clear that if we hold the meal to be 18 minutes and we hold Sofek Hashecha to be 3/4 of 18 minutes, then Hashecha is surely 13 and a half minutes on the clock, especially in an era and when we have such precise measurements. And I don't have to worry about how did the Rambam know in 1165 or 1185 he didn't have a Seiko and he didn't have a citizen. All right? Although I would like you to do some homework to know how, you know, to find out for me how scientifically correct the sundial was in those days. Think you can do it? There's a way to find out? That has gnawed at me constantly. Okay, there is a statistical differential, a margin of error, but I want to know what the margin of error is, plus or minus what. And probably a sundial of today, a reconstructed sundial, should be just as accurate. No?
Or inaccurate.
That's your task. I never had the guts to find out. Or time. So we have, meal is 18 minutes. Alan, you heard me, Alan?
What happens? Okay. What do you do if you find out? Just throwing a red herring around.
Okay.
Sundial is not accurate for more than 20 minutes. I mean, that's how inaccurate it is.
The same thing that I would do if I found Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah and the text was different than the one that's in, that we have led ourselves to believe is Torah's emes and unchanged. Okay? Because the halacha ultimately is al pi haTorah asher yerucha. What is the door today accepting? Mm-hmm. All right? There you are. So you know, all kinds of halachic scares when the Dead Sea Scrolls were uncovered. Mm-hmm. I have no problems.
Yeah.
The halacha has no problems with it. Mm-hmm. You have to accept certain axioms, and you have to start with certain, you know, with certain theorems, and even if those theorems are different, as long as these make
well,
sense.
This is something, you know, you've brought up several times in discussion,
mm-hmm.
is that, you know, there's an inherent fudge factor in all of Sman.
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
And because, you know, and the different shittas demonstrate, you know, it, for a particular halacha, what the size of the fudge factor is. And it seems like the fudge factor seems to vary from halacha to halacha.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not be able to make a generalization from one halacha to another because of that either.
Okay. Correct. That's why I say we have to channel into which one of the shittas as we go along. But I want to say it more brazenly. Okay? The way you formulate it, using this fudge factor, as being built into the system, almost inherent in the system, let's say, which is so, it's inherent in the system, it kind of becomes absurd when we sit down with railroad tables that
right.
are computerized
exactly.
with such incredible accuracy and maintain that this is Torah Min HaShemayim, and given 1 minute on the computer chart, given 30 seconds, and you think that you are over in Azman, or you have suffix skila over there. They are almost mutually exclusive. Nonetheless, I live by those railroad charts. Why? Because again, al pi haTorah asher yerucha. This is a matter of style. However,
this door has been able to measure. You understand? Okay. The door of the Tanoim or Moroim, they had, you know, sundials are the best they had. Okay, with their inherent accuracy, whatever it turns out to be. It's not going to be as accurate as my quartz crystal watch today. No, you know, we're going to argue about
100%.
And not everybody has sundial. Okay? You know, the Amaratsan, the guy who works out in the field. Okay? The guy who's a tailor or something like that, you know, doesn't have all of this. He has to be given practical guidelines of what he has to do. He needed to know when he has to light candles on Friday. He needed to know, you know, when he can say Shema. And they said, listen, you know, we understand, you know, there is no, effectively, you know, using one, there's no accurate measurement. If you do it around this time, give yourself about this much time to do it, you're going to be okay. Okay, I mean, the real boundary is probably well on either side of what we're telling you, depending on what's going on. But this is a place, you get this, you've got enough of a margin for error that you're going to, that you're okay no matter what happens.
That's why you have to respect the opinion of Shmuel, of Gimel, Kochavi, which, as the halacha develops, as the sugi develops, you see, takes a front seat mm-hmm. over all the others. Without, and you don't even have to try to justify Gimel Kochavim with what you know to be the mahalach for a meal or whatever, forget it. That's why Shmuel took that, because probably it is the most universal and unchangeable. Simple as that. Has nothing to do with longitude and latitude.
That's not true.
Well, so you tell me you're telling me about atmospheric conditions.
No, it's very much Shazmaniot. Very much Shazmaniot.
Okay. So we didn't get to that.
Because Yom Kippur is going to vary very much north and south.
Correct. That's correct.
There's very much Shazmaniot.
That's correct. No question about it. And Shmuel is the astronomer, the known astronomer above him. Okay, the second piece of Shulchan Aruch is in Hilchos Pesachim, and again, in the context of what we did, it's nothing more than a Chazara and Tov Nun Tes, Siv Beis, dealing with kneading the matzah, Lishas HaMatzah. Lo Yanichu HaYisa, don't let the dough rest below Esek without any kind of movement, Ba'afilu Rega Achod, even for a moment. As long as you are kneading it and working with it, even if it takes that dough the entire day to be processed into matzah, is eino machmitz. That is the halacha of chametz. It doesn't become chametz. However, if you leave it stagnate below esek without any kind of kneading, shiur meal for the distance of a meal. Is have a chomitz, we consider this chomitz, and this is what we learned in the Mishnah, that if it came into the crack, into the knot over there, and there was a kazayas, obviously you didn't get to kneading it, and therefore it was stagnant, and it is chomitz. The shiur meal, and here, the shiur meal is quoted as have a revi'is sho'o, is a quarter of an hour, which is 15 minutes, the chelek esrim min ha-sho'o, and 1/20th of an hour, which is an additional 3 minutes. Okay, 18 minutes again. But remember, the last time 18 minutes was who was writing? Was the Ramah writing? Oh. If you look back, was the Ramah writing? It's told that maybe there's a machlokas between the Ramah and the Mechaber. It's not true. The Mechaber writes it clearly here that it is 18 minutes again. The Yesh Lahachmir continues the Ramah. The Yesh Lahachmir Lamaher, the Inyan Asiyas HaMatzos, you must push it no matter what. Ki Yesh Lahush. You have to suspect shahashi'iyos, that the interruptions, or in other words, the stagnations, momentary stagnations, is yitzar fulish your meal. One time for 20 seconds, another time for 40 seconds, and the 20 and the 40 is already a minute, and so on and so forth. O sheyiyeh b'makom cham, or if you are working under astronomical conditions, or atmospheric conditions, where it's not very warm, then even the chometz factor comes so much sooner with warmth than even the 18 minutes. So you have to go ahead and push and push. But clearly fixed is both the Ramah and the Beis Yosef and the Mechaber, who agree that the meal is 18 minutes. Taking reflection on the Rambam for a moment, on the Perush HaMishnah, which did they accept? They accepted the first and not the second. The prophets and not the second. Simple as that. But nonetheless, we still have second text. We have to understand what's going on here. Surely it's easy to say, as we're trying to lead, that the Rambam didn't change his mind, and the Rambam wasn't so sure himself. He didn't contradict himself, but he holds that. Although it's difficult, it's very difficult to say that. He should have said that. He holds that by Kriya Shema there's one meal that he's going to consider, and by here, by Chometz and Pesach, there's another meal that he's going to consider. Elama, there's only one problem. By Chometz, which is an Isur Koritz on Pesach, why aren't you Machmir?
Yeah.
And insist on the 18th? You're seemingly Mekil here, by allowing the meal to be 24 minutes. You're seemingly making Ella what? It's not an Issuch Koresh yet. You are baking it before. You are not baking it on Pesach. So you should have said that. You should have said that you're baking the matzahs before Pesach. Well, who says that you can't bake matzahs on Pesach? And if you bake matzahs on Pesach, the halacha is still a meal.
But the exact thing you just said doesn't make sense either, because if it had become chametz, it's still chametz after you bake it. And it's
but I can make the bittul before. If it's before Zman Isha Chometz, I can make the bittul.
But it's not clear, you can make that bittul.
No, you're not going to tie my hands on that. No. It's clear. That there's no question at all
if you have a lot of matzah, you let it sit too long before you bake it.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not going to be, how are you going to make your bittul? And still use that matzah?
Excuse me, but I'm only interested in that kazayas that you're sitting.
And what are we talking about?
Fine, that kazayas that is sitting is a kazayas that stagnated. Does it have the word chometz on it? The answer is no. Not until there is an isha chometz in time.
No, that's not what the Rambam's, that's not what they're saying in the Mishnah. And if you let, you have to be careful about making the matzah,
mm-hmm.
because if you let it sit for 18 minutes, it becomes chometz.
It's good.
Okay, you can, okay. And okay, and you can't do bittul on that. If you take it and matzah, now forget the kazayah that got cracked in the wood. I'm not worried about that. You've got a piece of dough that you roll. One of the donuts that you're rolling out for matzah. You roll it out. Okay, as long as you're working, there's no problem. You really been working. You let it sit 18 minutes and 25 seconds. Okay, no way. That's not going to be coming.
But that's not the case here. The case is you didn't let it sit. And again, post facto, you saw that there was a little piece in there. And that little piece is chometz. If it gets into the dough, and if the dough touched it, can we make the bittul or not?
Okay.
If it is a kazayas, can't make the bittul. If it is less than a kazayas, like any other iser. Because there is no chometz operative yet.
Yeah, but is a kazayah the 60th of those donuts? Those donuts are pretty small.
No. Okay, not today. That's why the matzahs that we baked, everything was stretched out,
okay.
And there was paper, and there wasn't on wood. It was whole. It was metal over there, and it was covered, so there are no sdukim.
Okay.
There are no cracks, and that's why they sandpaper. That's
oh,
bedafki
yeah.
Why they sandpaper. Mm-hmm. There's a whole idiot. Because the valgos, the rolling pin, is bedafki wood. It is a smooth wood. It is a processed wood. But darn it, we're going to go sand it. So there you are. You see it in living action. Let's take the second page and let's see how we can get out of it. And I want to tell you clearly that the Vilna Gaon, in his Perushim, reflects the same kind of stira that the Rambam has. You know why? Because the Vilna Gaon maintained that the Rambam has to be explained and has to be understood. And just as he explained the Rambam, he gets caught up in the same machlokas, in the same seeming stira. Now, on the second page, you have the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan, who without question was a direct inheritor of the Vilna Gaon's Torah. He inherited others, but he was a Lithuanian, and he was without question in the Derech HaMahalach HaMachshava, in the path, the intellectual path and development of the Vilna Gaon. Let's see how he goes. Hey, L'chatchila is lo yanichu ha'isa b'lo esek. You cannot leave the dough without working it. Afilu rega achas, even for a moment. The chosman shemisaskim bo, afilu kol hayom is einu machmitz. Restating the Shulchan Aruch. The esek, what does the word esek mean? Working with it. Is mikre is defined as lisha, which means kneading. V'aricha, and spreading it out, in other words, thinning it out. V'astuplin, imhem b'chozek, is mikre esek, astuplin. You know what astuplin is? Pushing it and ultimately putting in holes. Im b'chozek, if it is with power, with manpower, is mikre esek. V'im b'rifayon. If, however, it is likely, is lo mikre esek. V'yizaher, you have to be careful, milahasim hayad al hamatzah harbei, to try to keep your hands off the matzah as much as possible. Why? The hayad yesh b'chamimus, the body temperature in the hand. V'kama tishah isa below esek v'tavo lidei chimus. And if you leave it in your hand, without below esek, without kneading it and without working it, so obviously that plus the body heat is contributes to chimus. It's because of Rabbeinu Abbas Yosef, it's Yiv Beis. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, wrote in the Siv Beis that we just learned, to have a revi'ah shah, that a meal, the time factor here, is a quarter of an hour, v'chelek esrim min ha'shah, and an additional 20th of an hour, which comes to some total v'zehu yudches minuten. It is 18 minutes. The tamo, the reason for this, is mishum de b'gemara, because in the gemara, daf mem vov, we say, omru, that shi'ur mahiluch meal, the time that it takes to walk a meal, shemahalech adam benoni bayom, that a person walks, an average person walks during a day is equivalent to asara parsa'os, which is equivalent to 10 parsa, which is shehem arba'im mil, which is 40 mil. The b'chol parsa dalid milin, every parsa has 4 mil. So that is the measurement of distance. The hayom, the day in relationship to time, is hu yud beis sha'os, is a 12-hour day. So you have 40 mil that can be walked in a 12-hour day, according to that Gemara, as we learned. V'nimtza, the magia l'chol sha'ol, gimu milin u'shlish mil, that every hour can be, you can walk 3 1/3 mil. Mil hu alpayim amma, if you just want another thing, another measurement, mil comes down to 2,000 amma. U'b'chol sha'ol, every hour, yesh, there are 60 minutes. If you take the 60 minutes, then you can see magia lechol minut. Every single minute is meya ushneim esrei amos bekeru. Every minute a person can walk 112 approximate amos a minute. Therefore, magia liyudches minuten. Take the meal, and you will see that it comes down to 18 minutes. Where you go ahead and walk Shnei Alpayim Amor, 2,000 Amor, which is a meal. Alpayim Amor, the Yud Beis Amor, 2012. Lefi Cheshbon Meyor Shneim Osor, according to 112. The Einom Bishlemos, we're not talking about round numbers, Rak Bekeruv, there is a fraction over there. Have alpayim amah b'tzimtzum, if you round out 2,000, what do you call it, amah, v'shiur sho'o hu chelek chov dalet min me'es le'es, and an hour is 1/24th of a day, shalein da'ainu yom v'layla. If you stack all these up, you'll see that it is a perfect equation. This is, and it is based on the Gemara of Mahalach Mil. In Vav, however, we have a problem. Avol haramba, v'harabenu avadya bar tenura, both the Perush HaMishnayis of Psochim Perek Gimel, which we learned, is Kosovu de Shira Mil Hushnei Chom Shei Sha'ah, that the distance of a meal in time, the amount of the distance of a meal in time is 2/5 of an hour. V'zeu Chov Dalet Minuten, it's 24 minutes. De Chomesh Mishishim, a fifth of 60 minuten, is Havi Yud Beis, is 12 minutes. Shnei Chom Shin, in 2/5 of an hour, Havi Chov Dalet. The inhu mechashve, because we figure the length of the day mehaneitz va'ad hashkia to be 12 yud beis sha'os, v'ha'hiluch, and the amount of that gemara tells us that we can walk in the space of those 12 hours hu lamed milin, is 30 mil, okay? Da'asara milin, because if you remember the gemara, it was a person can walk in a day 40 mil, but out of the 40 mil, 10 asara milin holech kodem neitzachamu la'ach hashkia. It's 5 before Neitzach Amah and 5 after Shkia, ki de'isa b'psochim, like we learned in the psochim, daf tzadi dalet omer alef. V'nimtza, therefore, mathematically, if you sit down, and this is the critical calculation, kishetachalek, when you'll divide lamed mil, the 30 days that you can walk between sunrise and sunset, into yud beis sha'os, into 12 hours, you will find shehem shishim chom shei sha'ah, that the 12 hours can be broken up into a fraction of 65ths of an hour, 60 over 5. is yagia l'chol meal, therefore every single meal, when you divide 65ths, when you divide 30 meal by 65ths, you'll realize that every meal is shnei chum sheshaor. The kach kosav ha-ma'aril, and quoted in the Mogen Avram, that the meal is 24 minutes. L'fi zeh, because of this Rambam, is yiskimu ha-gedolim, shekein ikar, v'dei ha-rishonim kosh b'chush, that the second opinion, the 24 minutes is ikar, is what we paskin. The day of Rishona and the first opinion of the Rambam, or the whatever first opinion you want in terms of 18 minutes, is mukash bechush, is denied by what you actually see. Now, here is the problem. The source for that last statement, of the last four words, where the Aruch HaShulchan paskins that the first opinion is completely eradicated or neutralized by what our senses see, is the Chavos Yosef, and he gives you the Sif Katan Yud, and then look there, the Hagro. The Aruch HaShulchan holds that the Gro in Sif Katan Hay of this Simon in Shulchan Aruch maintains that the meal is 24 minutes. If that's the case, then 3/4 of a meal, which is Safek HaShecha, is not 13 minutes, but is how much? It is 18 minutes. In addition, the Hagon Rab Zalman, that's the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, in Seif Yud, in his Shulchan Aruch, maintained the same way. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Vilna Gaon held that the meal, according to the Rambam, was 24 minutes, and therefore 3/4 of a meal is 18 minutes, and therefore Gabai, at least according to this Shita, according to this understanding, you cannot daven Ma'ariv until 18 minutes after Shkia, and not 13 minutes. Where does the 13 minutes come from? Elo, however, coming back to Pesach, Shemikol Mokom, nonetheless, Yesh Lachmir Lachatkilo Kisvara Rishona. Since we're dealing with Chometz, and since we have such chumras by Chometz, let us not, this is the Balatanya saying it, in the Shulchan Aruch, let us take the in 18 minutes, if we squeeze it into 18 minutes, we're being machmir. And if we allow it to go according to the 24 minutes, which is the second opinion, the second Rambam, then we're being makir. We're allowing for stagnation up to 24 minutes. Okay, so he says, Mikol mokom yesh lachmir lachatchila kisvara rishona, quoting the Balatanya, the Shulchan Aruch of the Balatanya. V'hinei v'kana de'achrona havekula, you should know that 24 minutes, legabe Pesach and legabe Matzos becomes a kula, not a chumra. However, do we use the kula and the chumra every single time? Aval inyan melichas bosor. But the minimum time, as we learned in Yoredeya several months ago, the minimum time that you're allowed to keep meat salting in the salt, the minimum time, bishas adchak, is kedei hiluch mil. Lechatchilu, it should be an hour. But what if you don't, what if you have suddenly 15 guests, unexpected, and it's Shabbos, it's Erev Shabbos, and if you let it sol for an hour, you won't be able to cook it. So, the le'inyan, melichas bosor, the meal, you're allowed to leave it in a meal, but have chumra, this is a chumra, the shir melicha hu kishir hiluch meal, the minimum amount is shir hiluch meal. Now, which meal do we use? Do we use 18 minutes, or do we use 24 minutes? Bim Kane, the day of Rishona, is Dai Biyut Ches Minut. According to the first calculation, 18 minutes would be enough. Uledeya Achrona, Tsari Chav Dalid Minut. According to the second opinion of the Rambam, or the second Rambam, Im Tzachim, you would need 24 minutes minimum. Vayein Masha Kasavnu, you'll have to see how we resolve this in Yoredeya Simin Samachtes. Im Yitz Hashem, I will present that when we get to Melicha once again, you will be able to see it.
So why did Aruch HaShulchan say that it's obvious you go by that 24 minutes for the meal?
Because of the, in the second column, the first four words, Deo Rishona Mukhosh Bechush. He says it, quoting the others, that if you look at three quarters, if you look at a meal given 18 minutes, you don't have two factors. You don't really have enough scientific evidence or statistical evidence to indicate that an average human being can walk it in 18 minutes. Okay? That it needs 24 minutes. Number one. Number two, since the meal is plugged in to the amount of time of Tzeis HaKochavim, like we learned in Shulchan Aruch, that Sofek Hashecha is the equivalent of three quarters of a meal, he says, according to Dei Rishon, if you're going to say that three quarters of a meal is three quarters of 18 minutes, then it's Mukhas Bechush. We see that it's not Hashecha. That there are times when three quarters of 18 minutes doesn't give us darkness. The skyline is still light. You see. So you can learn either which way.
18 minutes doesn't give us darkness either.
Mm-hmm. Okay? And then we come back to the Shos Manios. And we come back to the definition of what is Laila. Does Laila mean darkness? Or does Laila mean the end of the day? Comes Shmuel and says, you better look to the stars. Simple as that. You need stars.
You better be careful where you live.
Okay. No doubt. But remember, he lived in Bubba.
He wasn't the last we ever followed.
I can't hold Shmuel responsible for that. The last one wasn't discovered yet. But we come clearly to the understanding that the Or HaShulchan, a direct inheritor of Vilna Gaon's Torah, no question about it, holds that the Vilna Gaon maintained 24 minutes. Now, it is true that you can learn this way. There's one problem. You only have to derive it. He doesn't say it outright that it's 24 minutes. It's by implication, and I will show it to you at a future time. But I want to show you that not everyone agrees on the Vilna Gaon. The next page is the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish in Hilchos Kriyas Shma takes up the whole machlokas straight from the beginning, dealing with the Gemara in Psachim Tzadik Dalet, which is Siman Aleph. But I want to, because of the lateness of the hour, I want to just make sure that we understand clearly what is going on here. Look at Siman Beis. Ubitrumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin is one of the Rishonim. Paragraph Beis, I'm sorry. You got it? Betof Hei Dalet.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Trumas Hadeshin. In the Sefer, Trumas Hadeshin. Siman Aleph, Trumas Hadeshin is what we, and you ought to mark this, is what we normally call the Magen Avraham. Okay? The Magen Avraham is an Achron, and the Trumas Hadeshin was a Rishon. Trumas Hadeshin, Siman Aleph, the Siman Kuf Chof Gimel, and again in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, he writes, Kasav, outright the Shiur meal is Yud Ches Minut. V'chein Sasam, this becomes the obvious opinion, B'Shulchan Aruch or Chaim, and we just learned it, Simon Tov Nun Das, that it's 18 minutes. And you see it again in Yoredeya, Simon Samach Tes, Simon, that's the business with the salting. Okay. V'achronim Zichronim Livracha, Trumas Hadeshin was a Rishon, V'achronim Zichronim Livracha, Niskas Shubazeh, have difficulty with that conclusion. Why? Because the Leperis Rashi, the Sugyan, according to Rashi in our Sugya, is Yotze, it is derived, the Yud Bei Shol, that 12 hours, Shel Hayom, in a day is Odom Holech Lamed Beis meal. A person can walk 32 meal. If that's the case, Nimsa Shir meal Chof Beis Minut Vachetzi. Here is a third one. We had 24 and we had 18. Now, the way Rashi explains Gemara Tzadik Dalet over there, and he takes not Ula, but he takes Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says five meal before.
Yeah, four.
32. 32 is four, four, and eight. You're right, I'm sorry. It's four and four and eight. Mm-hmm. So you have 32 in the space of 12 hours. 12 hours of the day. So you take 12. 12 hours and divided into 32 meal comes out that you have X numbers of meal per hour, then divide that and it'll come down to every single meal would be 22 and a half minutes. Avol, but according to Lefi Perish HaGro, according to the Gro, the way he understood Divrei HaTrumas HaDeshin is Mechuvanim, comes out better. Now, that's Perush Agro is the entire first paragraph over here, which we will learn in the original. The Sefer Chavos Yoyer, Hevi Shekach Kosav Maryav, that the same thing was quoted in Chavos Yoyer, and Maryav wrote the same way. Acharei Shehatruma Sadeshin Dalko Ligboa Rahora Osav Al Pir Rishonim Zal. We know that the Truma Sadeshin was completely imbued with Rishonim and insisted on paskening their way. Is Vadai, we have to say that it's obvious, is Kabbalah B'yado, that Shir Mil Al Pir Rishonim Zal, that the Mil, according to the Rishonim, Zichronim Levracha, Sheperishu Asugya, Keperish Agro, that the Perish Agro was the proper way to understand the Truma Sadeshin, and the Truma Sadeshin held 18 minutes. The Yesh Lanu Od Yesod Lazeh, and we also have another bit of evidence to this, Sheha Rab Moshe, which is the Rambam, the Perish HaMishnah, Reish Brochos Kosav, and that's what we learn, the Me'alos HaShachar, and Nates Hachama, from Alos HaShachar, dawn, until Nates Hachama, sunrise, is Sha'ov HaChomesh, is an hour and a fifth, 72 minutes. Vizeh Oleh B'sugyon Lefi Perush Agro, this is entirely congruous to what the Perush Agro says, that the Me'alos HaShachar, Ad Nates Hachama, is Dalid Mil, and a meal is 18 minutes. And if you have four meal in Alos HaShachar, to Nates Hachama, and 4 times 18 is the same 72 minutes that Rab Moshe, in other words, the Rambam, held to be 18 minutes. Umihu, but as we learn, Rab Moshe, B'psochim Chazarbo, it seems as if that the Rambam, in his Perush HaMishnayos, a P'sochim, which we are assuming he wrote after Brochus. Okay? Chazarbo, he changed his mind. V'hiskim al girsa acheres b'gemara, but often in such a way that Ula lo itosav, that Ula's five meal don't get bounced off by Rabbi Yehuda's four meal. And Ula is the Amora, and Rabbi Yehuda is the Tana, and we had a Tiyufta over there. The Kayamalon ka Ula, and we paskin like Ula, as we pointed out in Hilchos Korban Pesach, v'nimtza, and therefore we have to conclude that Mahalach Adam, a person walks 30 meal menei tzachama achtiya tzachama, concluding that the oleh shir meal chov dalid minut, and therefore the shir of a meal has got to come to 24 hours. Umealos hashachar ad neitzachama has to be 5 meal v'hainu beishaos, that's the equivalent of 2 hours. The chenu beperis hamishnah v'mishnas botzei kachorosh, that's the way the Rambam quoted in this mishnah. Okay, and b'perek ein omdin, u'b'perek mishahoya, v'kach kosav harav Moshe, that's the way the Rambam writes, b'sefer hayad hachazoka, hilchos korban pesach, perek hei, which we a long time ago learned. Aval onu, but we, somchim ala trumas adeshen v'ashulchan orach, shehiskimu al girsa didan, that agreed in our girsa b'gemara, our ripsochim, and perish Rashi, the Tosas Ukidas Rab Moshe Beyalduso, the Alpi Perush HaGemara, if you want to understand how to see these two Gemaras side by side, or these two Mishnayos Perush HaRambam side by side, you have to see Perush HaGro is Yotsonu Me'akoshi Bistiras Divrei HaRam, to understand the way the Vilna Gaon understood the two Girsos, that they don't contradict one another. All right, may I heed the parish of Rachos, la I heed the psochim. He says, take a look at the Vilna Gaon, which we will yet see in its original, in Tochman Pest. You'll have to understand that these two Rambams don't contradict themselves. But we still are left with a question. What does the Vilna Gaon hold? Is a meal 18 minutes, or is a meal 24 minutes? If you look in the second column of the Chazon Ish, in the paragraph, beginning with the words Umitchila Perush HaGro, right? Mitchila, first of all, you have to understand that Perush HaGro is Tam Yudches Minuten, who holds that 18 minutes is a meal. You hear? Chazon Ish lays it out straight, that he holds that the Gaon holds 18 minutes. Is Mishum the Yud Parsos Hu Me'alos HaShachar Ad Sheis HaKochovim V'Hu Yud Beishos, that from Alos HaShachar until Seisa Kochovim, 12 proportional hours is Yud Parsos. Vose Kosav Hagro, the Zesh Gogo, that is a mistake in what? To maintain that from Alos HaShachar to Seisa Kochovim is 12 hours. Vose Kosav Hagro, the Zesh Gogo, the Vadai, the Erev HaPesach B'Yerushalayim is Yesh Yud Beishoz Menetzach Hama Shkiyasach Hama. Not from Alos HaShachar to Tzeisa Kochovim. Avol Lemay Demasik HaGro Shir Yud Ches Minut. But even though he disagrees on the size of the day, he still works out that the Shir of Yud Ches Minut of 18 minutes is Nachon, is correct for a meal, af shehu yom, of what? Of Yud Bei Sho'os, minei tachama, at shkia tachama. Even though he holds that it's a different size of the day, not the Mogen Avrom Shita, so to speak, that it is a much longer day. So the Chazon Ish concludes for us, from the way the Vilna Gaon treats the two sugyas, or the two Rambams, and the two Mishnas, he concludes that he held that it was 18 minutes. He passed in like the first one, and not like the second one. Unfortunately, most people don't arrive at this stira in the Vilna Gaon. And there's only one way to, or the seeming stira, there's only one way to really understand this. And I'm shocked that the Aruch HaShulchan didn't pick it up. And that is the third and the fourth page, which we will yet learn. The Vilna Gaon wrote himself very little. What he writes in Shulchan Aruch is his. Okay? What you have in front of you is a perish of Mishnayos that does not exist on every Mishnayos that was written by the Vilna Gaon. He wrote it at the end of his days. He wrote much earlier in life. He wrote the Hagos, the Beir Hagro on Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Here in Shnos Elio, when we will learn the original in Yetz Hashem, he comes out supporting the Rambam in Brochas as being correct, which means what? That the meal was 18 minutes. And if you say so, there is a steer of the Vilna Gaon to the Vilna Gaon. I have the later source. But if you talk it, take a look, there really isn't a steer. Because when we learn the original Vilna Gaon, you will see that he just explains the two Rambam side by side, and he does not reject one and accept the other. Or to put it into different terms, we have different ways of looking at every halacha in terms of the amount of the meal. It is not necessarily a fixed one. What we have to do is to discover why 18 minutes here and why 24 minutes here, or 22 and a half minutes or whatever. So you come out with the three inyanim of 18, 22 and a half, and 24. These are probably the three most important measurements for a meal, with the Rambam taking either 18 from Brochus or 22 from...
24.
I'm sorry, 24 from Sochim. We don't know exactly which the Rambam held to be so we have to look for other evidence in anything that involves a meal. The only evidence that we have so far is in Hilchos Korban Pesach, where he passed in like Ula, where there are what? According to Ula, there are four... meal between Alos HaShachar and there are five meal. Ula is five, Rabbi Yehuda.
No.
Ula is five, Rabbi Yehuda is four. There are five meal between Alos HaShachar and Neitz HaChama, and he passed them by Ula, which is only the first bit of evidence. And then we have to see. We have to continue from here on in to see in which channel we are going to put it. So to conclude, in honor of our worthy Gabbai, if you heard from anyone that the Vilna Gaon's meal is 24 minutes, therefore three quarters of a meal is 18 minutes, you are correct. However, not everyone agrees. It is a machlokes, we'll say, of the Achronim, and I've given you, on the one hand, the Aruch HaShulchan, but the Chazon Ish is still more recent, maintained that the Vilna Gaon held that the meal was 18 minutes like the first Rambam, and therefore 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, you can certainly daven. where you have Isur Kores, where you have Isur Stila, and all kinds of other humors and other problems with Shabbos and Yom Tov, and that's a different story, you look to be machmir. Just like the Aruch HaShulchan said, Lagabe Pesach, you look to be machmir even though we can allow the kneading to go for 24 hours. Questions? Clear?
Getting there.
He's getting there?